make sure. And I haven't gotten a response from Lori on anything that I've sent out yet, so I'm not sure whether she's getting it. I'm kind of assuming that she is, but I'll send a note to let her tell us to please respond so that we know that it's been received.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when I called her for the extension evaluation, she did respond immediately by email. So.
Okay. I'm on the agenda.
Clipping right along here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, CFO evaluation?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
We have the Steve Brown email was the next item on the agenda.
That's
and
correct.
Then the ED evaluation.
I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't type it in here, so I missed it.
Okay. Well, I'll address it since I brought it up.
Added, yes.
Yeah. Basically, Steve Brown sent an email with a lot of character, to put it nicely, saying that, what are we doing? We already have an evaluation that we paid some consultant, and there was a long process. We spent between $15,000 and $25,000 on that process, and we evaluated Dan Coughlin, and the whole thing went through. It wasn't only an evaluation, but it was a whole process, and everybody agreed with it. That was done about 2 years ago. Why are we using this form, which is so awful? Blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, for me, you know, forget about all those comments. Basically, if we paid a consultant $15,000, $25,000 for a whole process when it was very politically back then, so this process must be decent. You know, can we use that?
This is Lydia.
And
okay.
Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah. To my knowledge, and I could stand corrected, but mm-hmm. to my knowledge, Dan was never evaluated. That doesn't mean that someone did not go through some process to evaluate him beforehand. But as far as I know, Dan was never evaluated.
Point of information?
We would need to know who has the information.
Well, point of information,
yes.
As soon as I received that email, I called Steve and I said, what are you talking about? And he said he will sign the form, he will email it to the committee, because I think he was in some form of, it was in some committee. I don't understand how that worked, because I don't think he was ever a PNB member, but it seems like he was on some committee.
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, no, he wasn't. But he was in some committee. So I think we may have to look into that. And there was an evaluation of Dan Coughlin by the board, definitely, that he said.
I would think that probably Ambrose may have some insight on that.
And that, yeah. So, but basically the idea was the form and the whole process. If we have that, and then actually I'll ask LeVon also to ask the CFO if there was payment for a consultant, you know, and to do that, so then we'll know there was a process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to verify this information.
Is that it could have been that type of event, and no one else on the PNB currently mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. And Dave was around also, right? So maybe we should
Dave,
send an email to
Dave was
afternoon.
Around, and that
and
was
so was Rob Robinson.
So was Rob. It was the year that I was not on. I believe Ambrose was on, and then he was ED right after Dan. So
right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm thinking
so,
maybe he would be aware.
It was that year, but from my understanding, that Dan was never evaluated. That there was a lot of talk about it. I would be very surprised if that much money was spent on developing a process for an evaluation, but anything is possible.
Okay.
But
so who's going to check on this?
Yeah, we have to check on it before we discuss it.
Okay. And just gather the information, and we can talk about it at our next meeting.
Our next meeting, right? So this is action item.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And first
so my question is, who's somebody's going to call Ambrose?
I can call Ambrose.
Okay.
And, email him tonight to ask him if he is aware of this, and if so, because he gathered a lot of documents and put a book together, which is where the CFO evaluation document came from. And I looked through that book to see if I saw any evaluation forms, and I didn't. But I will ask him if he has any information on it.
Okay. All right, we'll be right along.
Okay. Next is the CFO evaluation. I sent out that job description. I hope that everyone could open it. I asked that people let me know if they couldn't, because it was a scanned document, and sometimes people can't open them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did everyone receive it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. I also compared it to the CFO job description that was given to me by Greg Goomer and Lonnie Hicks when I was on the audit committee.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to be kind of the same documents.
They're close, I believe.
They're very close.
They're close.
I was doing word for word, but I kind of stopped. It was crazy.
Evelyn, did you send this to Lonnie by any chance?
Did I send it? No, I didn't. I sent it to the committee only.
Oh, okay, because I think it would be a good idea just to see if this is what he does, because that's the one thing that Dan referenced when we were in Houston, was that it should include what he actually does. So,
we could put anything on the evaluation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The job description did not necessarily have to be what he was doing. That was one of the things he said. He said, hopefully, however, it will encompass what he's doing. Lonnie, however, gave a job description to Yolanda. And so that was the one that Yolanda gave to us. So we can look at that one. We have that document and compare the two.
Okay. If that's the same he sent to me, him and Greg Goomer sent to me as an audit person, you know what I will do? I will take that email from Greg Goomer that was CC'd Lonnie and all of those, you know, and so forth, and with the attachment in it, and I'll forward it to this committee.
Okay, and if you have the CFO evaluation...
Yes, it has the CFO's job description, or the job description of all.
Right, that's the
all
one
the
that Lonnie
working at the station, actually.
To us. Yes. Okay. So we can compare the two to see if.
Okay, I'll do that tomorrow morning.
It's okay.
Now, did anybody receive my email?
I got
with
it today.
The format that I did.
I got
on the CFO evaluation form.
Did you get it, Chandra or Lydia?
I sent it twice. I sent it like 2 days after our meeting, and no one answered me. I sent it this afternoon.
Okay. Well, this afternoon I wouldn't have checked yet, but. But I still, I mean, whenever we decide which job description we're going to use, I think the CFO should be privy to it. I mean,
I'm sure he will be.
He will be.
So that we don't have objections after the fact and whatever, and turn it into a whole.
And you know, this is a back, you know what, just reversing the words, process.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, this is a backwards process for performing a performance evaluation. You don't give somebody a job description and say, "Is this what you do?" And now we're going to turn around and evaluate you on it.
Well,
the process is normally that you give them a job description and you say, okay, now when you perform this job, this is what you will be evaluated on in 6 months.
Exactly. And
okay. First of all, until we look at them, we don't know that he hasn't been given a job description. He was given one when he was hired, based on his hire letter. And this may not be different from that. we haven't looked at it to compare them.
Yeah.
Right. One of the things that Dan did mention was the higher letter was very safe, and we know that the bylaws are very safe to evaluate him by.
Exactly.
The problem has been, and it's not exclusive to this situation, it's at every station, my understanding, is that there have been discrepancies between the different job descriptions that the GMs have. There's one when they were hired, there were different criteria when Dan evaluated them, there were evaluations beforehand, and that's why, you know, hopefully this committee can start going through all of that.
Well, right now, what we're dealing with is the CFO evaluation.
Exactly, but I'm saying this is not...
I understand, but I don't want us to get off track. Let's stay on the CFO. Let's compare what he believes he's being evaluated against, which is basically his hire letter, which he gave to Yolanda, and that description was what was put in the evaluation form. So we can just compare the two and work through the differences, if there are any that are major, in terms of deciding what needs to go on the evaluation form.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes
sense. Let me tell you that I think we are focusing too much on this, because I mean I kind of deal with Lonnie more or less regularly, and you know, they're kind of the same. Let's just wait and see. Actually, they are exactly the same. So let's wait and see.
Okay. I think they are too, basically, because I kind of started going through it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want the committee to take a look at it, and if that's okay, and make sure that we're in agreement. Because we have all the documents, and
okay.
That way, when someone asks, well, where did this come from, we can speak to where it came from, and that it wasn't something that anybody just created, and so that, you know, Lonnie's not suspect, and all of that. Okay.
I think once Lonnie responds also to our email and kind of confirms certain things, that would be some
mm-hmm.
form of clarification that, you know, he is aware of these and doesn't have any major problem with any of that.
Right.
Blah, 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 and then it will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. So, anyway, until we come up with a process for an evaluation form, we don't have that, right? You guys, the previous committee didn't develop a process for the CFO evaluation because they were waiting for the job description. Is that correct?
Well, what exactly? And there was a question as to whether there was a job description that had been approved by the PMB.
Right, and I had personally asked on the previous PMB meeting, the one prior to the Houston, that since Dave had raised it on more than one occasion, that he provided to the Personnel Committee before our last meeting, which he hasn't done so far, and I reminded him on a personal phone call as well. Because he had a specific point of
yes,
some
he did.
Previous
and,
PMB
and
meeting.
We're not going to wait into infinitum.
That's right.
To receive it.
That's right.
Because the CFO has already gone 3 years with no evaluation.
So, question. The whole process being designed, who's going to take a shot at it? Want me to take a shot at it since I know something in finance and I'm
that's
in the finance
area.
Committee?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's your area.
Okay.
Yes.
And, I will confer with Lonnie and them, you know, it's like it's not going to be a shot in the dark process. Based on what the auditors have written, also recommended,
mm-hmm.
I'll do the whole thing and then, you know, and so forth and so on.
Berthold, what are you offering to do?
I'm going to design the process, and I'm going to email it to you. I'm going
okay.
to, you know, talk to Lonnie about it, look at, you know, the audit report, you know, and then try to figure out what should be part of this evaluation, what should be part of, you know, the future evaluation going forward, you know, because obviously the auditor's report makes recommendation, you know, so it should be future or this current, you know, and so all that stuff. That will be discussed, you know, transparently with Lonnie and maybe some of the finance committee here and there, some certain issues, you know, like, you know, the general ledger, I know, is one of the things that they need to have done. And should that be part of this evaluation for the next time, as opposed to not now, because it's a short notice, and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guarantee you it will be good and fair. And I'll send it to this committee. Let's just
Is this a draft? I'm looking at something that says CFO evaluation, dear WBAI staff member. Is that
That's basically, this is not a draft, really. What I did is I sent to you the format that I would rather have,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to what we receive for the executive directors.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's this whole letter that explains blah, 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 privacy and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the way the questions are formatted is, how would you rate the CFO's performance in the following? On a scale from 1 to 5, when 1 means unsatisfactory, 3 means satisfactory, and 5 means excellent. You know, so I just took the definition of what is in this job, this one of the job description. I copied and pasted it as A1. Direct the financial and accounting function and maintain responsibility for monthly and annual financial reporting, financial analysis, audit, banking, cash management, budgeting, and risk management. 1, unsatisfactory. 2, between unsatisfactory and satisfactory. 3, satisfactory. 5, excellent. 6, no opinion. I made some recommendation on my first email to this group saying that I think there are too many items in that one question, and they should be broken down into financial reporting versus audit versus banking and cash management,
mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on. And that's going to be hard work to break them down into subcategories that make sense.
The other thing that I know we found was that it was more effective, and this was for our online evaluation that we did the second time around, which is far superior to our first effort here, which it had a full section. So if you had finance, for example, that then it had room for comments under that section. So
yes,
you know,
actually there are comments under each one of them.
Exactly.
Under each section. And I suggested that all the questions, the way they are formatted, they have to be reworked into sections. The budget, cash flow, transparency, general ledger, policies and procedures, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ambrose probably would be very good at giving me good feedback on this.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that the format is much easier for people to understand. It's much clearer.
And does anybody see it besides you?
Also. I don't know.
I certainly received it. And
Chandra, did you see it?
What?
I sent one tonight, around 5 o'clock.
I didn't get a chance to review it. I see the survey now that Berthold sent out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I've seen it.
Okay.
And
it's just the format
that's
I'm talking about.
Berthold.
Mm-hmm.
That's on us, and it's also I'm not used to seeing people's last names first. your first name is would catch my attention more, but nevertheless, the point is I will definitely look over it. But it's certainly an improvement, and an excellent first effort. Thank you for that.
Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, okay. On this, item, the CFO, Berthold is going to follow up with the process part,
mm-hmm.
correct? And
mm-hmm.
We're going to review the format that he has sent.
And he's also made some recommendations, even changing further what he sent.
Right. So
yes.
He'll give us a little write-up and an update on the format?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And
which would be basically subdividing it into categories.
Categories.
That, you know, financial categories like budgeting, cash flow, transparency, you know, basic management, like general ledger, that kind of stuff. And I'll, you know, and all those definitions are going to be straight from the job description and just copy and paste. And put them as subcategories.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give this to the personnel and the finance committees to review, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because,
and
you know,
are you going
to
do this by a certain date?
Well, we have a finance committee next week, and
right.
I have to do it by next week. And I would like to actually have Ambos give me feedback on this, you know, before I discuss it with the finance committee. And then send it to you first.
On Sunday, guys, when we talk about this part of the meeting, if we can just basically give that as a review, as a report on the CFO evaluation, where it is in the process.
Okay.
And with an anticipation of having it finished within the next, 2 weeks? Prior to
next 2 weeks, yes.
Okay, prior to the March meeting?
Yes.
So that we can send the information out for review by the PMB so that it can be voted on by the next meeting?
So please look at your email, folks. I'm going to be sending you a lot.
So the PMB can vote on it at the March meeting, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and that way we can move forward. And by the March meeting, we would have a suggested date for sending it out, completion,
yes.
All of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will that work okay for you, Bertal?
Yeah, maybe not for my wife, but for me, yes.
You're not holding us responsible for that, okay? We will not blame it on the personnel committee.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it for the CFO evaluation.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay. The other thing, item on here, is scope of personnel committee. And this is an item that continues to come up because we always run out of time. It is something that each member needs to really think about in terms of what the scope of the personnel committee is and should be. And, Lydia, I know that you had mentioned what the committee was set up for initially in the very beginning, not
mm-hmm.
this last time, but
yeah,
overall. And
can that be sent out to everybody so that we can see what it is?
Well, no. But here, this is I think what Evelyn's referring to is that I have made repeated reference to my having motivated a motion that came out of Governance Committee, which was when I went back to see the actual wording of the actual motion. That's why I always use the word that how I motivated it versus
mm-hmm.
the reading of the motion. The motion was not to form a personnel committee, but it was to activate and
right.
populate because it existed in a previous incarnation. At a previous board that I did not sit on, and was simply, it just never happened. It just never met. So so what that mandate became, I have to try to research when that was originally formed. When when we discussed it on the governance committee, my motivating it was the fact that we had outstanding evaluations as a board to conduct, starting with Lonnie, which I had been pushing since I was on the IPMB, but nevertheless, and with the CFO. And so that was, you know, a really strong, I said, if we do nothing else, we have to evaluate the CFO. And at that point, we had Greg's hire letter said that he needed to be evaluated by July.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were the two things, and we all voted unanimously to, you know, in retrospect, I tried to pass that as a motion, but then actually it was Bob who said it already existed, therefore
the motion had to simply be to activate and populate. So that's how that happened. But then when we voted on it at the PMB meeting, which was the day before the other mandate given to the personnel committee, that was also my speech. So that's how I motivated it. I still believe that because the board it's required to evaluate both the CFO and the ED, and that's what we're doing anyway, that needs to be part of the mandate. The other thing that I had also motivated because of my experience with the evaluation at our local station board of the GM, and when we were going through that, I called other stations to try to get their evaluations, and they're so diverse.
Right.
Our evaluation was so long, and so it had a 1,000 items on it, and, you know, KPFT, it was like a one-pager or something. It was very brief. And so, you know, it's just not fair as a foundation to have different standards of of evaluating the GMs.
Did Greg not mention something about standardizing, that he was working on standardizing?
Exactly.
Actually, yeah. I mentioned that. I've been mentioning that for 200 years.
Greg also mentioned it at a meeting.
Right, and he sent me one too. He should send it to the whole committee.
Yes, he did. I think
and
I have it also.
Exactly, and I think that's, you know, it's a great form. And but then there has to be some tailoring toward the LSBs, evaluating them, because this is really a supervisor evaluating the GM, right? And the LSBs evaluate, but they don't supervise, as opposed to the PMB that does supervise the ED and also evaluate. So it's a slightly different relationship. But nevertheless, it's something that we need. You know, it's just one more thing. But
okay.
We have an HR director, which we haven't always had. We have counsel, which we always haven't always had. So we want to, I think, be inclusive of what our mandate should be. On the other hand, look at how long it's taking us just to do these two. And we have to do another one for 07 for both the CFO and the ED.
But the beauty of that is that once the process is in place, it won't take this long.
Right, but
because
it still
part
takes
of this has been just trying to get to the
right
point of being able to do it.
Right, I agree.
My question, I want to, let me just say this one thing. I don't want to stop you. I just want to say this one
thing.
No,
that's all right.
I want us, as the personnel committee, because so many things kind of get directed to this committee because it says personnel committee, to really kind of define within the committee something that we can take to the PMB and say, this is where we see the personnel committee.
Yeah.
And
well,
what we feel the personnel committee should be focused on, because we can't focus on everything.
Well, that's why I started to say that about the HR director and council, is that, you know, this personnel committee does not have to, and in my opinion, this is just my opinion, should not be mediating any personnel disputes or even accepting personnel grievances.
We haven't done that, and we have always directed it to HR.
But
I think that it needs to be stated.
That's me too.
The reason I say that is because people in their heads try to circumvent the process, and there is a process in place. And the personnel committee just needs, I believe that we need to define so that it's stated what we're here for. So that
they
don't think that we're just saying that because we don't want to deal with whatever their particular issue is.
Okay, can I be on site?
Okay.
I think the job of the personnel committee is to create and have accepted throughout the network an entire process of evaluation of the ED and CFO that's going to be consistent throughout the years after we die in the next 100 years. Then we should also try as much as we can, and I'm trying to be, you know, diplomatic here, but, you know, I personally feel that we should impose after review and consultation on all the local station boards, general same process with at least 89 or 90% of the same process for the evaluation of the GM and the PD by the local station board. And I really believe so. I mean, you know, there are some great processes at KPFK. There are some processes that were defined here at BA. I believe there are other places where there are strength in different areas. They should all be combined, and all with the input of all the station board and consensus or close to consensus, you know, a whole process of evaluation of ED, the CFO, the general managers, and the program directors should be almost uniform throughout the network. I don't understand why it's not.
Okay.
Besides a few differences. And that should be the mandate of the personnel committee, period.
Okay. Can we do two things? Because we're already over our time in the public session. Can we, each person, maybe list, you know, three things that the personnel committee should be dealing with? We already know the evaluation part, because I think we all agree that there should be a standardized process for GMs, and, you know, that we should have the ED and the CFO evaluation process in place also. So other than that, what else, you know, what do you believe? And then let's talk about, be ready to really talk about that, so that we can put something together by the March meeting for the PMB.
Okay, so you're suggesting that each member do this and then do what with their...
At our next meeting, be prepared to talk about it so that we can put together a scope of the personnel committee.
Can we make better use of the email, though, going back and forth with each other?
Sure, we can do that back and forth in email. That's fine.
Yeah, because that'll fit down on meeting time.
If we agree with that, and then, you know, work out as much of it as we can in the email, and then be able to come together and vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To present as a recommendation to the PMB.
I agree. I'm good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's nothing else under... public session?
Yeah, we have one other thing. We have to set the date of the next meeting.
Oh, yes.
Decide definitely.
Yes.
We just talked about it informally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So where were we? March 1st?
We were talking about Thursday, March 8th as a possibility.
Actually, the 8th is a Wednesday.
March 1st. No, it's not. Thursday.
You're right.
March 8th is a Thursday.
2006, excuse me. I'm sorry. It is a Thursday.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, God. Okay, the 8th Thursday. So far, I'm good. There's nothing else.
Okay. Lydia?
That works for everybody? Lydia,
yeah,
that
I can do it.
Okay.
Same time, same station.
Yes.
Okay, and then will you arrange to get that on the calendar, Evelyn?
I'll put it on there tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be Thursday, March 8th, beginning at the same time?
Yes, because that time seems to be what works for everyone.
No fighting, right? You guys are going to decide which one you're going to do.
We're going to do the 8th. Oh, he's not talking to us. The 8th at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure I'm going to be there because I'm going to be out of town, and I don't know how many meetings I'm going to want to attend the only week that I'm going to be on vacation.
Oh, would you rather do it another time, Chandra?
I'd love to do it another time.
Oh, okay. Well,
because I'll be away from the second.
Yeah,
the
what's available on the calendar that's...
I'll go back to the calendar if you all hang on a sec.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
While we're waiting for Chandra, my daughter is so jealous. She's been over me for a whole hour.
Evelyn, Evelyn, did you say there
attention.
Was...
Go ahead. Were you asking me something?
Yeah. Is the executive session going to be a different number?
No.
No.
Because we don't have a different number.
Oh, okay. We just hang up and get on?
Yes.
Or,
okay.
Or we, no, Otis
and
just takes us off.
The streaming stops.
Okay.
I'm on the calendar now. The only meetings committed for March are first Thursday and fourth Thursday for finance. That's the 1st and the 22nd, and the affiliates is on the 15th.
Okay.
And you leave
so
on
we
the
can
second?
Do it.
Well, it does it have to be on a Thursday? I think it could be.
No.
How about
when do you get back, Chandra?
I get back the 13th, the evening of, you know, the 13th. So I'll
Wednesday,
be available
the 14th?
From Wednesday on.
Wednesday the 14th?
That's fine. Is that good for everybody?
Yes.
So far, it's fine.
Yeah.
I have
okay.
nothing booked.
Okay. Wednesday the 14th, and you'll put it on the KPFT calendar?
Yes. I'll do it right
okay.
now.
Okay. We're good. We're all set, but we'll have to be in really good email communication. Because there's nothing that Yolanda can move on with regard. Well, I guess she doesn't have to really move on much. Once we get the process approved on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
exactly.
she can. Then it's kind of done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get off, can I review the action items?
Yes.
That I have
yeah,
because we've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Bethune to send out ballot reminder regarding chair election deadline of this Friday. Bethune to ask Thomas to send email reminder to the full PNB and the LSBs regarding the ED evaluation deadline. Reimers suggests that we have extensive... Oh, no, that's not a really to-do item. Houtman to forward office temp recommendation motion to the full PNB. Houtman to forward evaluation extension motion to the full PMB. Excuse me. Reimers to forward management evaluation process used by his job for the personnel committee to review. Houtman to send minutes of personnel committee for review and request acknowledgement of receipt and sign-off of minutes. I don't know why we do want receipt and sign off of the minutes because we want to discuss them at the February PNB meeting. Is that why we need the receipt and sign off, folks?
Of the minutes?
Yeah.
Oh well, I had just said that people should respond
just
so that acknowledge
yeah.
because you had said you wanted
uh-huh.
to check the wording
right.
with us
right.
on the motions
right.
and then I said we should all respond. So I
okay.
think that's how you. Put it down.
Yeah. The kind
okay.
of
and, for review and request acknowledgement of minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bethune will gather information on the Steve Brown email and find out whether the money that was alleged mm-hmm. to be spent was ever expended and if this process was used to evaluate Dan Coughlin.
Okay. I think Lydia was going to check on that. Lydia and Bertal was going to also check. And
I wasn't going to work on that. What I was going to work on, what I volunteered to work on with Bertel was the current ED evaluation process.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to email back and forth on a recommendation of that process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I did say that I was going to check with
I didn't finish.
Ambrose.
And Bertel was going to check also with somebody.
Yes,
okay.
So the two of us were going to try to
yeah.
tie that down.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to check with the finance committee to see if they have records of payments and things like that of this
right.
sort. Yeah.
Okay, so after the Reimers will send out the job description that Hicks wrote so we can compare the two. Reimers will create a CFO job evaluation process and review it with Brazan and then send it out to the full committee. And Bethune will put the next meeting on the Pacifica calendar. Is that it?
Basically it.
Well, okay. Well, you can get back to me if I missed anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the end of the public discussion.